about an old time riddle John. That
old time riddle John. That old time riddle John. That isn't good enough for me, my Lord. That old time riddle John. That old time riddle John. That old time riddle John. That isn't good enough for me.
Folks, I got a story what I want you to hear about a preacher what got in a fight with a bear. Listen close, I don't want you to miss none of this here story, cause it goes like this. A preacher went out a hunting one day, twas on one Sunday morn. And although he was one Christian man, he took his gun along. Now he shot him a bunch of nice fine quails, and he shot some nice fat hares. But through the woods, returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear.
Diddly, that holy time of diddly dun, that holy time of diddly dun, that holy time of diddly dun, that isn't good enough for me.
Well, the preacher fell down on his knees and sent up a great long prayer. While he cast one eye way up towards the heaven, he kept the other on the bear. He said, Lord, look here, you know you delivered old Daniel from a lion's den. And you delivered three Hebrew children from a fiery furnace. And then old Jonah you delivered from the body of the whale, called the good book do declare. Now, Lord, look here, if you can't help me, don't you go to helping that bad.
That holy time of riddle-dee-dun, that holy time of riddle-dee-dun, that holy time of riddle-dee-dun, that isn't good enough for me.
Well, the bear walked out in the middle of the road and up to the ribbon walked he. But the ribbon laid his religion down and he climbed up a tall pine tree. Then they climbed way up to the top of the tree and they crawled way out on the limb. While the bear looked up all innocently and kind of licked his mouth at him. But along about morn the old limb broke and that preacher come tumbling down. He took his razor and cut the bear 10 times before he struck the ground.
He did that holy time of diddly dun, that holy time of diddly dun, that holy time of diddly dun, that isn't good enough for me.
Then the bear reached out for to give him a hug like you'd hug a long lost friend. But the preacher put on a disappearing act and went splitting through the wind. Then they ran just as fast as an old hound dog that's trying to overtake a hare. He went home with the bed and took six naps before his shadow got there.
He needed that holy time of diddly dun, that holy time of diddly dun, that holy time of diddly dun, that isn't good enough for me.
Cease, children, cease. The preacher made a touchdown. Yowza.
Hey, Cat, where you going, man?
Man, I'm going down to Bob Street.
Tell me, Cat, where's that direction?
Man, ain't you heard? They got one of them in every town.
Real cool.
Bob Street. Bob Street. Well, Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, I don't mean maybe. Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, I don't mean maybe. Bebop-a-Lula, she. My baby, well, she's the gal in the red blue jeans. She's the queen of all.
And welcome! You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Formed Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And we are here with another enchanting episode of Paranormal Playgrounds. We're doing Sunday service on a Tuesday night. We're doing the Sunday service platform here. All your rockabilly, all your roots, all your Americana, all your bluegrass, country, gospel, soul, doo-wop, you got it. We're here. Jazz, Dixieland, jazz, ragtime, classical, hip-hop. You know, it just keeps going on and on. So I'm going to actually wait. I'm going to start doing the meditation at 6:11 and be enchanting 11:11. I'm just kidding. Wait, 11. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Oh my God. Oh, so everything is very copacetic. Come on, I get copacetic. God knows that. We're still in February. We're still celebrating love. We're still celebrating the love month. We're celebrating life. We're celebrating everything that's groovy, baby. Groovy, baby, yeah. So I hope you're ready for 2 hours of enchantment wherever you are, whether you're driving, sitting in traffic, you just got out of work, wherever it is you are, we're going to just calm it down. We're going to have this hour to ourselves. This hour. This is for you. This is a gift for you. This is your nurturing time. This is your time to open up to the playground and be amazing and feel good and just get uplifted to the highest feeling tone possible of where it is you can possibly be. And extend your light, extend your love to everyone around you, and just make this world a better place. Make the energy around you a better place. Everyone you come into contact with, be healed. Because that's what is that with life about, because it's the giving and receiving. That's what love is. It's about giving and then receiving, and then it's this beautiful flow of energy, this beautiful, magnificent circulation of energy that seems to just pulsate. And the eternal good, so, and the eternal presence. So, what a wild week, what a beautiful, magnificent day. Last week we celebrated Valentine's Day. You know, the day before it was wonderful, and so I had very interesting spiritual encounters coming in, and different paranormal activities. Today I want to talk about more about how we can have a closer connection to our spirit guides. How can we, as human beings, be able to have it be second nature to us, connecting to our spirit guides and our spirit beings and the unseen realm and all the things in the unseen realm that want to be a part of our lives and everything that is a connection and truth and radiating in the unseen force. And, you know, we're going to go away and remove ourselves from skeptics and remove ourselves from that place where we were told that it doesn't exist, or you're being crazy, or this could never be possible. It's very possible, or things like this wouldn't exist. The paranormal playground sounds wouldn't exist. Everything that I built here was built because I listened directly to spirit, not to anybody else. And that's the gift that spirit tends to give us, is that oomph and that relying, being a reliable source when you cannot depend on human, when you cannot depend on the human tongue or the human mind or the human opinion no longer to direct you into the direction of where you need to be. You need to sometimes just listen to yourself. And where's that spiritual unseen support? Well, it's here in spirit, and we can rely on that to help us. Because sometimes freedom, where the heck is freedom? Where do we find it? How do we connect to this place called freedom? We do it through spirit. How enchanting. So get comfortable, get ready, because we're about to open up our world to you, the spirit world and the angelic realm. But before that, let's get uplift the vibration and connect with the highest energy and continue to play some music. Here's some Gene Vincent with Be-Bop-A-Loo-Ba, She's My Baby. Yeah, I got all kinds of it. I'm doing, you know, I'm going crazy with the rockabilly today. I just have to. So let's make it happen.
She's the woman that I know. She's the woman that loves me so. Say, Be-Bop-A-Loo-Loo, she's my baby. Be-Bop-A-Loo-Loo, I don't mind my baby. Be-bop-a-loo-loo, she's my baby, da, my baby, da, my baby, da.
Let's rock! That's got that beat.
She's the one that walks around the store. She's the one that yells more, 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 more. Be-bop-a-lula, she's my baby. Be-bop-a-lula, I don't want my baby.
Be-bop-a-lula, she's my baby. My baby, my baby, my baby.
Let's rock again now.
So, thank you for joining me for this beautiful guided meditation. If you are just joining, I am your favorite psychic medium, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium, and we are here doing our daily guided meditation, our daily guidey. You gotta add the Boston in there. Yeah, it's the daily guided meditation, my daily guidey. Okay, so let's ground and connect, ground and connect. Let roots from your feet come all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and tie tight. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Give yourself some time to collect your energy and collect that room to be you and the relaxation. Just a reminder, we're not forcing anything to happen. We're not trying to force out peace. We're not trying to force out comfort or feeling good or forcing anything that is not authentic. What we're doing is we're coming back to who we are in our own. Because even if you're going into this meditation and your mind can't stop and you still, you know, can't seem to shut it off, or you're still feeling negative, or you're still feeling stressed, or whatever it is that you're feeling that is uncomfortable, you have to understand that that's there because it needs to get flushed out. So you, just because you're not feeling good right away, that means when you're in the process of the meditation, it's doing its work. Spirit is doing its work on you. So you may not feel it in the meditation, but the more you do this and the more you come back to it and the more you make this practice, the more you're going to feel the difference. So whatever state you're in, feel good. Inhale, exhale, inhale. We're here to just be present. We're here to be safe. We're here to be relaxed and feel good and feel loved. Allow your angels to come in and heal you right now, because this is exactly what we're doing. This is exactly where we're going. This is exactly where the love is and the strength and the joy. Feel the essence and feel good. Feel your love surrounding yourself. Feel the beautiful, perfect energy, the genuine joy that surrounds you. The genuine love that surrounds you. The welcoming in.
your presence to this healing. As you are lying down, sitting, standing, walking, cleaning, wherever it is that you're doing, picture your angels surrounding you. Picture a beautiful white light of healing energy that they're bringing to you. These angels can be in the form of archangels. They can be in the form of your loved ones. Whoever you're seeing, like an ascended master, whatever it is that you could picture, an angel being or whoever you're visibly seeing, understand that they've brought this white light of healing energy. They're all here assisting you. They're all here guiding you. They all were on call as I got on the mic, as I got on the radio. They were all on calls, on standby just for you. Here to heal and here to help. What is it in areas in your life right now that you want to perfect and heal? Where do you need assistance? Where is their stress? Where is their worry? Where is their fear? Where is there an absence of power where you may feel? Take a moment to feel into your vibration of what it is that you need. You'll see a beautiful, beautiful sign. You'll see, it could literally say in words, you can see it visually, or you can feel it. How are you gathering this information right now? Are you sensing? Are you seeing? Are you smelling? Are you touching? Are you feeling? This is your moment to feel into all the information right here. This is where we are doing a demonstration of spirit communication right here. See, everyone here who's tuned on and listening in, and if you are participating in this meditation right now, feel into this. Feel into the experience of knowing what it's like to have your own vessel, your own communication, your own ability to know exactly what Spirit is saying and exactly what Spirit is telling us. How do we strengthen this gift? We start with the clarity right here. We start with this understanding of focus and pure light. But mostly it is rooted in the foundation of your loving vibration, a high vibration, and through that vibration,
good.
to this. Spirit comes in and brings you this guidance. They're here working for you and healing that area that needs healing right now. As you send it out into the air, into the world, into this intention of what you want healed, they're right here with you in the process of mending, bringing you back to your soul, bringing you back and remembering who you are, your soul fragments. You are remembering exactly who you are. You're remembering your light right now. Take a deep breath in. Exhale. Inhale. Breathe in health. Breathe out high vibration. Breathe in health. Then breathe out a high vibration. You are so loved. Amen. Thank you. We give grateful to the Infinite Spirit. We give grateful thanks to all of our loved ones who've come here to assist us and guide us and bring us back to Earth and bring us back to the beauty of who we are. Our supernatural self has intertwined with our earthly self. And in this earthly self, connected with our supernatural self, we are able to give. We are able to endlessly give and endlessly give our gifts and what we need. We are able to bring about the most playful magic possible. Open up your eyes and smile and laugh and give a wiggle, give a dance, whatever it is, and just say thank you, Spirit. Spirit is working right now, working after you have this meditation. They are working on you, they are working on the healing and your intention to heal. This is your time to shine, this is your time to reveal your greatest yet to be. Amen. Amen. That's right. It's all about playfulness. It's all about joy. And we're constantly understanding this. And we're coming into this place where we're understanding this. Yow-wee! Oh, feels so good. It feels just so good to be alive. Life is good. And there's so much amazing things that are taking place in this world. And let's continue to celebrate it. Let's continue to celebrate the magnificence. Let's continue to celebrate how beautiful breathing and experiencing this moment to be able to be, have a radio show and listen about spirit communication and spirit communication through sound, music, and to get an instant healing, to be able to be healed over the radio. What do you think Tesla would have thought about this? Do you think we're making Tesla proud? I hope so. Speaking of, let's continue the high vibrations with some Sunday freaking service, okay? 7:05, we're doing it. I'm channeling and we're doing the preaching. We are preaching the gospel. Woo! We're preaching the gospel. That's all. That's how it's got to be done. That's how it's got to be done. Preaching the gospel. Preaching the gospel. So anyways, I hope you like this throwback I have. This is a Mace. With welcome back. It's a cute little ditty. And so I wanted to enter, you know, we got to bring the hip hop in because I said Sunday service, we're doing the hip hop. So here we go. Here is Mace with a welcome back. Please stay tuned. We are here till 8 p.m. Woo! This is the the Paranormal Playground sound.
Yeah, man, how you doing? You good? I know you like that. I know you like that.
How long you been back, man?
I see the girls in the club, they're getting wild for me. And all the pretty chicks all wanna smile at me. These rap cats, man, they all got this style for me. And if I ever see them, man, they probably bow to me. And when this beat drop, I know they gon' lean. World debut, I know they gon' fiend. Everything Mississippi to the Palm Springs. Girls from brunettes down to blonde queens. These young boys don't know what a don mean. I'm just a bad boy gone clean. I'm the diamond chain choker, always remain sober. Don't drink liquor and all the game's over. Need a plane, I explain it to my broker. Three box in the hood, top down and ain't over. You know there's more, man, where that come from. Me and Kuda love rolling back to back in one.
See the names have all changed since I've been around. But the game ain't the same since I left out.
Still, I'm the most fly. I win so much, they wanna know who I'm coached by. Every day approached by chicks when I was multi. Wanna give me so side, but I'm like, don't try. I see the hisses and the disses when I go by. But see the misses on my wrists when I float by. Self-control and I can't tell you no lie. Tryna find a soulmate, you end up being so tied. I make my money, man, without the coca. Living la vida without the loca. I'm down south, so they show me country love. And I ain't even country thug. The people give me daps and hugs, so it must be love. And I love the country grub. It feel good to hear people singing welcome back. And I ain't even selling a track, cause I'm that Harlem cat.
Names have all changed since I've been around, but the game ain't the same since I left out.
We'll dance together. When we cry,
We'll hold each other, and when we love, we'll love forever. Down by the lag in sight, I said, who owns that music so full of joy and pain that the pipers and the harpers and the lambeg drummers play? She said, who owns the teardrops falling in the rain down by the lagging side? And when we dance, we'll dance together. When we cry, we'll hold each other. And when we love, we'll love forever. Down by the lagging side. And do you not remember, we once walked side by side, and the bells of Belfast City sang in harmony and pride. The past it has been taken, but the future's yours and mine, down by the lagging side. And when we dance, we'll dance together. When we cry, we'll hold each other. And when we love, we'll love forever. Down by the lagging side. And when we dance, we'll dance together. When we cry, we'll hold each other. And when we'll love forever. Down by the lagging side. And when we dance, we'll dance together. When we cry, we'll hold each other. And when we'll love forever. Down by the lagging side.
Just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. When I grew up and fell in love, I asked my sweetheart, what lies ahead? Will we have rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. Now I have children of my own. They ask their mother, what will I be? Will I be handsome? Will I be rich? I tell them tenderly. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. Que será, será? What will be Que será, será?
Thank you. space class.
Watch out! What was that?
What happened?
We're lost in space!
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Oh, welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Back again. Welcome back.
I had to say that. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, free formed radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Hoo-wee! And we are doing this. We're doing it. This is happening. This is happening right now. So I hope you enjoyed all of that, everything that we're playing in Sunday service. And just to recap back onto that meditation, we were kind of doing a going through a process of what it felt like to connect with spirit. So if we're asking them a question like, where do I need healing? You know, can you come in and heal? They're going to show us what it is that we are needing, even if we don't consciously know it or consciously, that's the time. So meditation is a huge portal. Meditation is an extremely important part of spirit communication because the more we clear our head and the more we have and gain clarity about what it is that we need to do and what it is that we need to grow into, you'll notice that you'll have more, your head will be brought back to the present. And so the more, you know, when we don't meditate and our head's cluttered with constant distractions, constant things we have to do throughout the day, imagine all that information we're taking in. So if we don't have time to clear that and have time to come back to who we are and remembering who we are, we're going to have a very difficult time differentiating and discerning whether we're hearing spirit or whether we're just, that's just our head and that's not us and we're making it up. And we're gonna continuously question ourselves and not believe and trust in ourselves, because how does the material brain, how does the earthly brain all of a sudden go from 90%, 95% of illusion throughout the day to complete truth? And hearing the unseen and feeling the unseen, you know? So those are major aspects in understanding why it's so important to be able to meditate and communicate with spirit. So anyway, let's continue to rock on. Let's continue to rock this on, because at 7:05, we're going to rock the house with more. We're going to uplift. We're going to uplift the vibration. We're going to take the vibration in, and we are going to continuously communicate. We're going to communicate what it is that we need. We're going to communicate everything, all the things that we need to continuously mold into our higher selves and continuously heal those parts that don't feel good. Continuously heal the parts that are constantly getting triggered through the ego. So if we're constantly getting triggered through the ego, there's deeper healing that needs to happen. What are these things? What fear? You know, is there things that startle us and make us scared and make us not do certain things that we need to do because we're so inundated by fear? I know what that's like. You know, that's a major thing. I think the major thing is fear, that completely distorts our reality. So how do we ask spirit, you know, and be careful, because when you ask spirit, how do I alleviate this fear? They're going to bring you into a situation where you're going to have to face your fear. So you better be ready when you're asking these questions, because once you ask these questions, everything and every place, every and in your energy field is going to move towards it to take care of that and to clear it. So just, that's just one pointer. But it's good. It's good. Now is just a beautiful, potent time. We're here in this beautiful energy of Aquarius, revolution, being able to come into our own initiation and just really doing our heart centers and doing what we need to do. So in this moment and right now, and the beauty that connects with us and the beauty that is within, let's continue to raise the vibration. Let's continue to just raise this beautiful frequency and be with each other and be here and celebrate the celebration of life, the celebration of life that never ends. This is eternity. We're here till eternity, so you better have fun. You better have fun, because that's what it's about. Oh, you are so beautiful. I love you so much. Let's continue. Woo! Here's a Paranormal Playground Sounds favorite. By the chocolate, Carolina Chocolate Drops, Cornbread and Butter Beans. I'm very, you know, I'm just wondering, I'm like, should I play Beyonce's new song? She's like doing that crossover with the country right now. And I would be like, oh, this is actually very fitting for this. So I don't know. I was kind of like toying with that. Maybe, you know, I heard like two of the songs, two of the new ones. It was like 16 Carriage and Texas Hold'em. They're, you know. For me, it wasn't like, oh my God, it blew my mind. But, you know, it was good for what it was, you know, I have to say. And I think it's awesome that, you know, there's more country coming back, and it's more and because that's, you know, country is, it's a connection, a freedom, you know, country is very beautiful music. And, you know, that's why I love playing roots here and expressing this here and educating about the roots of where all this beautiful music comes from. So, speaking of which, let's connect. Here we go with Cornbread and Butter Beans. You across the table, eating beans. Okay.
education is awful. Raising heck and writing checks that ought to be unlawful. Silk clothes and frilly clothes is just a waste of money. Come with me and stay with me and say you'd be my honey.
I'll be your honey.
And cornbread and butter beans and you cross the table. Eat them beans and making love as long as I am able. Pulling corn and cotton too, and when the day is over, ride the mule and cut the fool and love begin all over.
Take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado. There's a tornado in my city.
In my city.
In the basement.
The basement.
That shit ain't pretty.
That shit ain't pretty.
Rugged whiskey. We're surviving.
We're surviving.
A break up, kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh. One step to the right. We headed to the dive bar. We always thought was nice.
This ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em.
Hey.
Lay your cards down, 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 down.
to the
floor. And I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't come take it to the floor now.